Hi, this is Dan O'Connor, and this is Something to Think About. So you know how one word can change everything? Today I'd like to talk a little bit more about the power of our words. So many of us, we're just throwing stuff out of our mouths, haphazardly, not aware of the impact our words have on other people. One of my favorite books is The Secret Life of Water by Dr. Emoto. That's E-M-O-T-O. And in this book, they discuss the effects of words on water. Evidently, if you talk to a glass of water, it actually changes the molecular structure of that glass of water. The actual water molecules change based on what you say to them. Now, you got to stay with me here, okay? You got to stay with me. Evidently, if you say pretty things to a glass of water, loving things like you are joy, you are beauty, the little water molecules, if you bring them to freezing point, let's say, and look at them under a microscope, look like pretty little snowflakes. They have pictures in the book. Check it out. It's in my library at powerdiversity.com. And on the other hand, if you say ugly things to a glass of water, like, I want to kill you, you're an idiot, the water molecules, again, when looked under a microscope, look ugly, look like slime, look like sludge. Now, people can debate whether or not this is true. I don't know. I don't have one of these microscopes in my home. But I do know this. I see it happen every single day. You know, we talk a lot about the difference between facts and truth. I don't know what the facts are because I don't have the equipment in my home to verify what is fact and what is not. However, I do know the truth. I see this happen with young women every single day. You know how in our lives we have these turning points based on one little thing that somebody might say to us? Turning points. Where we're going along like a song. Let's say you're a tomboy and you think you're okay. You think those freckles on your cheeks are just fine. You think your red curly hair is just fine the way it is. You think your body's just great. It works perfectly. You can climb trees. You can swim. You can jump. And then you're sitting at the dinner table and someone says one word to you. Just one. We've all seen it. Whether it's about your weight, whether it's about your skin, whether it's about your hair. And from that point forward, you are never the same. Ever. You are changed on the inside. Now, the person who said that thing, it could be about your personality, it could be about your looks, whatever it was, they didn't think about it before they said it. They didn't think about it at the time that they said it, and they have never thought about it since. You've thought about that every day, ever since that point. It's been a track that's been playing in your brain every day for the rest of your life. And you changed on the inside, big time. But you still look like the same glass of water on the outside. Words are the most powerful thing that we have. Words are what start wars. Words are what tear people down or what bring people up. Our words kill people. Our words have the ability to kill people spiritually, kill people emotionally, kill people literally. Our words can either kill people or resurrect people. That's the good news. Because I don't want to be a murderer. And that's what so many of us do. We murder people with our words. We make them desperate because of the words that we speak to them. And most of us are going through life in a quiet desperation. I mean, think about that. So many people, they're desperate. They might look like they're holding it together. You know, so many of us, we started off as these perfect glasses of water, which has been shattered into a million pieces. We're holding it together. You know, we hold it together, and sometimes we look like we're doing a really good job of holding all those pieces together. But it's a really thin layer of glue that's holding it together. We're all carrying around this whole world inside of us, and it's amazing how one word changes everything. Watch your words. Watch your words when you're speaking to your coworkers. Watch your words when you're speaking to your spouse. Watch your words when you're speaking to your children. And watch your words when you're speaking to yourself. You know, it used to be that when we were kids, we'd look into the mirror, we'd see a little boy. Maybe we'd see a little girl. Now we see a big fat pig. Now we see an ugly monster. Now we see a whore. Now we see a stupid moron. What's with that? I mean, what's with that? But it's true. Why do we see that? Because somebody told us that's what we are. Or because we told ourselves that's what we were. And now that's part of who we are. It shattered the glass. It shattered it one more time. Today what I'd like you to do is help somebody keep it together. I would like you to strengthen somebody's glass by speaking positive words. You know, it's amazing how we think that the people around us, know what their strengths are. Most of the time, we are much more confident in other people's ability than they are in their own ability. Much more often, we see the beauty and the good in others than they do in themselves. That's the truth. Here's what I'd like you to do today. Go to a website called strengthsfinder.com. strengthsfinder.com. Strengthsfinder. There's a book that's called How Full Is Your Bucket? When you go to that website, you'll see the book there. You'll see the bucket. Click on that, and you'll have to log in. It just takes 1 second. What you'll be able to do is download a tool that I've used in a lot of my training courses and seminars and workshops, which is really simple. It's a picture of a water drop. And here's what you do. You print out that water drop, and you write somebody's name on it. Dear Nancy, for example. And then you write something beautiful about that person. Anything. For example, the last time I wrote one, I wrote, "To Betty, I really appreciate your warm, gracious, inviting nature. When I showed up at this company, you were the first person who greeted me, and you made me feel warm and welcome. That's unusual, and that's a gift that you have that other people don't." I didn't know it at the time, but evidently she read it and cried, because Betty felt invisible. She was one of these invisible people that we work with, that went around being nice to people and did the best she could with what she had every single day, and no one ever noticed, so she thought. The truth is, everybody noticed, because I told people about this, and everybody said, "Oh yeah, Betty, she's like that." Betty didn't know she was like that. Betty looked in the mirror and saw someone less than other people. I don't know why. But the Betty that I saw and the Betty that she saw were two different Bettys. Today I'd like you to help fill up someone's bucket, change their molecular structure. And the freaky thing is, I really mean that. When I say change somebody's molecular structure, that's what we do with our words. Doesn't that freak you out? That freaks me out how much power we have. I'd like you to harness that today. You know, we all do carry with us this world inside of us. And with one word, with one act of kindness, you can change one person, you can change yourself, and you can change the world. I was watching CNN last night, and I saw the man who won the Hero of the Year award. I apologize to him because I don't remember his name. I just saw the end of it, and I'm going to paraphrase what he said. He said something along the lines of, "I tell the people that I work with that they have to be the change that they want to see in the world." Now, we've all heard that before, but the true heroes of the world, the ones who leave a legacy, they all say the same thing. You have got to be the change that you want to see. You have got to be the light in the darkness. You have got to be the kindness in the world. You have got to be the catalyst that starts the change that you want to see. It's all up to you. It's all about you. It all starts with your words. And you know, most of us, we want to look in the mirror and we want to see more beautiful things. We want to see more positive things. We want to see more valuable things. Remember, it's the rule, what you put out, you get back. So if you want to start looking in the mirror and seeing something more valuable, start telling other people around you how valuable they are. And as I always say, don't do it for anyone else. I am not kind to the person sitting next to me, for the person sitting next to me. I am not gracious to my customer, for my customer. I am not loving to my nephew, for my nephew. I'm loving to my nephew for me. I'm gracious to my customer for me. I'm kind to the person sitting next to me for me. Why? Because that's who I am. Who are you? So stop by and tell us what you think, ask a question, or leave a comment. Go to www.powerdiversity.com, where you'll find lots of tools to help you deal with difficult people, communicate more effectively, and of course, slay energy vampires. This is Dan O'Connor giving you something to think about.